Praise the Lord and good evening one more time. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you that have joined us. God is so wonderful to have given us this opportunity to spend these few minutes together. God is so good. I thank God again for the opportunity to come to you. This is, of course, Pastor Anne Marie McQueen coming to you on behalf of McQueen Universal Ministries here headquartered in Fort Worth, Texas. Glory to God. It's an awesome privilege. I know that people are listening to this podcast, not just in Texas, but all over the United States and in Germany and Spain and Italy and a few other places, England, and I thank God for every one of you. God is so wonderful. Well, we're going to jump right into the lesson, and we're going to move swiftly. I think last week the lesson was pretty fast, and I want to expound on that a little bit more. It's the same thing I want to touch on again and put like a part B or a part two on what we started last week. We've been hearing a lot about the swine flu and the different things that's going on. And when you listen to this, it will be 1 week from today. Today's date is April 30th, 2009. And you're going to listen to this probably exactly 1 week from now. Oh, I would say it will be maybe May the 9th, excuse me, when you hear this. And it would have been 1 week later. Well, the Fort Worth ISD schools are closed from today, again, the 30th of April, until the 8th of May. That's 1 week. They've closed down all the schools here because of this situation. And again, I say to you, there's some parents that, of course, they're full of stress and strain and wondering what's going to happen and how can this be. And, of course, everybody is checking themselves. Well, as we said last week, to the saints of the Most High God, we don't have to be afraid like everyone else. We don't have to go through what the rest of the world goes through when there is a negative situation. Why? Because we serve a God who protects us. We serve a God who covers us. We serve a God who will never leave us and forsake us. He is always with us. And so we looked at Psalms 91, where we read that we need to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Now, I don't know what's going to happen 1 week from now. Are they still going to be talking about this? Is it going to be worse than it is now? Is it going to be better? I don't know which way it's going to go for the world. But I know for the children of God who prayed with us last week, things have to be better already. Hallelujah. But even as I was looking at this and reading Psalms 91, and I read it with my children as I administered their flu shot, which is the word of Almighty God, thank you, Jesus, I was explaining to my son, I have a 10-year-old son, and I said to him, son, the Bible says 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. That's Psalms 91 and verse number 7. And verse 5 said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. You know, which the Bible is letting us know there are going to be some terrors by night. There are going to be some arrows that will fly. There are going to be some pestilence. There are going to be some destruction. These things are going to be there, but they're not for us. The children of God don't have to participate with the children of the world, the children of darkness. We don't have to let those things affect us. And I was remembering something that I saw on one of my children's movies. They had The Matrix some years ago. Some of you might remember it. And in one part of it, I think it's near the end of part one, they were trying to shoot at the young man. And he just put his hand up and all the bullets just fell. And I said to my 10-year-old, I said, the bacteria or germ or virus or whatever, some of these things might try to come near you, and before they can touch you, they're going to stop. Your spiritual hands are going to go up. They're going to see the blood of Jesus. They're going to see the word of God. Hallelujah. And they're going to fall to the ground because God has given his angels charge over you. God has put the blood on you. And I was explaining to him, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to worry about things. And so I say to all of you out there, we don't stress like others. Even concerning the things that's happening in the economy, somebody sent me an email about Social Security and just all kind of fears out there. Well, listen, the Bible says in the book of 1 John, perfect love casts out fear. And I know God loves me. He loves me and he loves me perfectly. How about you? He loves you. He loves us. And his love casts out fear when we are sure, when we are persuaded of the love that he has for us, then we don't have to be afraid. We read Psalms 91 and we say, hey, that's me. I dwell in the secret place. Now, if you're not dwelling in the secret place, then you need to get there. Get to a place in God where prayer and communion with God is a constant thing. We are always, the Bible says in Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And so you're always, it's not that you're always on your knees, but you're in communion with God throughout the day. You're listening to the Holy Spirit. You're talking to the Lord, and he's communicating with you. And so you're praying without ceasing. You're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, those who abide or stay or live in Jesus' name, in the Lord, then none of these things could come and harm us. A lot of things can try to come, but they won't be able to stay. The Bible lets us know that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Well, it's not that the weapons won't be formed. Many weapons might be formed, but the Bible says they shall not prosper. And so we are not afraid. No doubt the swine flu was formed, but we are not afraid. No doubt a bunch of other things are formed against the people of God. This economy and job losses and unemployment. But against God's people, they shall not prosper. We have to run into God, make him our hiding place, and make God our refuge. Thank you, Jesus. And follow 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Glory to God. Get away from those things that are evil and sanctify yourself and stick with God. Stick with God. And the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to remind you that Jesus is soon to come. He's coming very soon. And the word of God here is, Paul, he said, I pray, I'm hoping for you, I'm praying for you, I'm believing for you, that your whole spirit and soul and body. And so therefore, God desires our spirit man to be strong, full of the word, and full of the knowledge of God and communion with God. And we just want to get close to him, communication with him. And our soul, meaning our intellect, the part of our mind, will, and emotion, even that should be preserved, and that should be well-rounded, and all of our emotions should be intact and be in place. And then our bodies, our physical bodies, we shouldn't be experiencing flu. We should be eating right and exercising and getting plenty of rest. All of those things come together to preserve us, hallelujah, so that we will be whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. Our financial status come into alignment, hallelujah. Even in these times that are perceived to be hard, famine time, the Bible says that Isaac sowed during the time of famine and he reaped a harvest 100-fold. If Isaac can do it, guess what? We can do it. So we continue to sow, we continue to give, we continue to be a blessing, hallelujah, and we will reap if we faint not. Thank you, Jesus. And so we sow into our spiritual lives the word of God. We sow into our soulish bodies and mind, our willingness to give, our emotional state of staying in peace and at rest, and into our physical bodies by doing the right thing. And we sow into these things, positive things, the teaching and guidance of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And we will be whole. We will be blessed. We will be the faithful. We will walk as the righteous ones and children of the light, not darkness. And so we give God the glory for who we are in Him and for all that He's called us to do. And truly, I do pray and agree with Paul that your whole spirit and soul and body will be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to be whole. And God wants you whole, and God wants you blessed. And so we thank God. Keep on dwelling in the secret place. Don't get out of that secret place. Stay close to Him. Glory to God, so that the pestilence and the shadows and arrows and all of these things will not come near you. Thank you, Lord. But they will fall at your feet. Bless the name of Jesus, and you will continue on in health and be able to give God the glory and give God the praise. All right, my sisters and my brothers, friends and neighbors, God bless you so much. I give God glory for you once again, and thank God for this call and for just everything and everyone that is blessed by the call. It's a blessing for me to do the call and to give this teaching. Thank God for all of you. Continue to stay in the Word. Truly, Jesus is Lord over all these things, and so we are not afraid. Stay in the Word. In Jesus' name, amen.